And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
I'm inadequate, I'm unable, I'm insufficient, I'm found lacking, and that's just the man God is looking for. Praise God, because that's me too. I'm insufficient. I'm not a public speaker. I'm not a natural orator, but God can use me. Because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. But mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. John the Baptist, it was said of him that he was a burning and a shining light. And a lot of young men want to shine today. They want to be behind the pulpit, and they want to have the title of pastor that's so prestigious. They want to shine, but they don't want to burn. Because in order for you to shine, you also have to burn. Burning comes first, and that's John the Baptist in the wilderness. He was burning. He was unknown. He was studying his Bible. He was poring over the Word of God and memorizing Scripture. No one knew about him. He was the voice crying in the wilderness. A day of showing takes years of growing.
Light and darkness can't both coexist. When the light shines, it dispels the darkness. It gets rid of the darkness. And it only takes a little bit of light to dispel a lot of darkness. You see, we're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. But the Bible warns, you know, if the light that's in us be darkness, how great is that darkness? And if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? If we as Christians do not have the good works that we're supposed to have, and if we don't let our light shine, then the light that's in Arizona is darkness, and how great will that darkness be in our state, or in our city, or in our nation? In the United States of America, every church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ and that preaches the King James Bible is a light. If we could look down with a spiritual viewpoint, we'd see all these lights all over the United States of America, where Bible-believing Christians are, or where Bible-preaching churches are. But if those lights put the light under a bushel, then how great is that darkness?